afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, we would like to welcome everyone to Ourofino's Saúde Animal third quarter of 2015 results conference call. Today with us, we have Mr. Dorival Curiucci Neto, CEO, and Mr. Fabio Lopez Jr., CFO and Investor Relations Officer. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and simultaneously translated, and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After Ourofino's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer section. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please call *0 to reach the operator. We have a simultaneous webcast that may be accessed through Ourofino's website at ir.ourofino.com. Webcast 3Q15 banner. The slide presentation, which will be presented by the management today, is also available for downloading on the website. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements will be made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1996. Forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Ourofino's management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of Ourofino and could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I will turn the conference over to the CEO, Mr. Dorival Curiucci Neto, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Dorival, you may begin your conference. Good afternoon to all. I would like to thank you all for dialing in to our results teleconference. We're going to talk about the third quarter results and the accumulated results for 2015. We are very satisfied to present these results showing the consistent growth that the company has had, which goes in line with our strategy of generating value. Our results reflect the performance of a different strategy aligned with our results and investments. They have added to our portfolio 7 new products over the last 9 months, which were successfully inserted into the market. Before talking about these new launches, we would like to highlight one of our products based on ivermectin, which will be complementary to our parasite portfolio. We have acquired a local distributor in Colombia, and the objective there was to expand the company's presence in that company. We also strengthened our presence in Mexico, expanding our commercial staff and also our client's base. As a result, we have already registered positive revenue in Colombia, and sales in Mexico have been increased by 77% over the last 9 months. I'd like to give the word to our CFO and Investor Relations Officer, who will add information to these results. Thank you, Dorival, and good afternoon. To reinforce Dorival's words in terms of the results, we are in line with our strategy plans. We were able to reach the results for the third quarter and for the 9 months of 2015 by growing in revenue, EBITDA, and net revenue. On the third slide, you can see the evolution of our net revenue by 24.4% in the 9 months of 2015. It was an increase of 44.2% in comparison to the previous quarter. Over the 9 months of 2015, as I said, growth was 24.4%, reaching 369.2 million Brazilian reals in comparison to 296.8 million in the same period last year. This slide also shows the contribution of production animals, companion animals, and international operations in net revenue in comparison to the same periods last year. As you can see, there was an increase in the participation of international operations in both instances. There was a growth of 4% in 2015 in comparison to the third quarter in 2014, and an increase of 1% in the accrued 9 months of 2015 in comparison to the same period in the previous year. Page 4 shows net revenue by segment in each one of our business segments. In the production animal segment, the total net revenue for the third quarter of 2015 was 120 million Brazilian reals, which was an increase of 41% in comparison to the 85.3 million in the third quarter of 2014. The accrued value for 2015 was 300 million in comparison to 240 million in 2014. Adding to this was Master LP, its sales, and local foremans. And there was also a great gain in share for several products. For companion animals, the total net revenue in the third quarter of 2015 was 17.6 million Brazilian reals, a growth of 26.6% in comparison to the same period in 2014. For the 9 month accrual figure, in 2015, we reached 47.7 million Brazilian reals, a growth of 14.1% in comparison to the same period last year. This is due to the consolidation of the launches that took place in 2015, and also the ProPet and ProtetorPet products, which are also ectoparasiticides. In international operations, the net revenue for the third quarter of 2015 was 11.6 million Brazilian reals, an increase of over 157% in comparison to the same period last year. This was an important participation of Mexico and Colombia and its own subsidiaries. And the 9 month accrued figures, our sales reached 21 million Brazilian reals, a growth of 40% when compared to the 15 million Brazilian reals in the same period in 2014. On page 5, we can see gross profit and SG&A figures. In the third quarter of 2015, gross profit reached 86.1 million Brazilian reals, an increase of 29.3% in the same period of 2014. The accrued figure for the 9 months of 2015 was 210.2 million Brazilian reals, a growth of 15.1% in comparison to last year. The reduction in margin is due to trading a less favorable product, gaining share in several products, and repassing of prices that has been taking place throughout the year. In the third quarter of 2015, SG&A was an increase of 18%, reaching 54.4 million Brazilian reals. For the 9 months of 2015, there was an increase of 12.3% in SG&A, and its total was 145.8 million Brazilian reals. This reflects the company's efforts to use its administrative and commercial structures. On page 6, we see the EBITDA and the EBITDA margins. In the third quarter 2015, EBITDA came to 37.5 million Brazilian reals, a margin of 25.1% and a growth of 53.1% in comparison to the same quarter last year. And the accrued figures for the 9 months of 2015, our total was 79.5 million Brazilian reals, a margin of 21.5%, and a growth of 21% in comparison to the same period last year. Both the third quarter and the accrued figures for the 9 months reflect results showing the large growth in revenue and a dilution of SG&A, which is what explains the reduction of the net margins. Page 7 shows net financial expenses, IR and CS expenses, and net profits. In terms of financial expenses, we were in line between this year and last year. Comparing the 9 month figures, there was a reduction of 24.3% in the same period last year. There was an impact of the IPO capitalization and the CDI-linked debt. In terms of IR and CS expenses, our figures for the third quarter of 2015 were 7.4 million Brazilian reals, an increase of 124.2% in the same period last year. This is due to using tax breaks and a smaller growth for net profits. For the 9 months of 2015, the figure was 11.2 million Brazilian reals. On average, quote, showing a growth of 30.2%, which had an average quote of 24%. Net profits in 2015 grew 58.3%, reaching 19 million Brazilian reals and a net margin of 12.7%, a growth of 1.1% in comparison to the same period in 2014. For the accrued figures, net profit grew by 9%, reaching 45.4 million Brazilian reals, a growth of 33.9%. For both periods, we see a reflection of the reduction of expenses and increased results. Page 8 shows net bank debt. For the 9 months of 2015, the net debt equity over EBITDA was 1.488 times the same as last month. In terms of debt aging, we have cash and equivalents of 26.8 million. There was a certification for 42 million Brazilian reals as being correctly spent, meaning that we will have a second tranche of 20 million Brazilian reals in the months to come. Debt aging closed at 60 in comparison to the same period last year as a result of the debt amortization we have seen. Page 9 shows investments in R&D for the 9 months of 2015. In total, we had 24.9 million Brazilian reals, which represented 6.7% of total net revenue. Page 10 shows the new launches for the 9 months of 2015. We launched 7 products, 5 of which were for production animals and 2 of which were for companion animals. In the third quarter, we have launched doxycycline tabs, a doxycycline-based palatable antimicrobial for dogs and cats, and 2 parasiticides, Infrent, prescribed for treatment and prevention of parasitic sadness in cattle, and Vox Performa, and a pyrenomectin-based broad-spectrum endectocide for cattle. It is complementary to the parasiticide portfolio we have in the finishing period for cattle. Page 11 shows the development of the new constructions for the technology platform. As we mentioned in the second quarter 2015 results call, here we have the pictures that you can see. We still see some civil construction, and we hope to conclude the works at the end of 2016. Page 12 shows share performance since the IPO up to September 30th, 2015. IPOs, the share started priced at 27 Brazilian reals, and at the end of the analyzed period, it was up to 33.5 Brazilian reals, an increase of 25.14% in comparison to the base, which dropped by 17%. Finally, slide 13 shows the highlights. We would like to highlight our net revenue increase of 24.4%, our growth of 21% in EBITDA over the last 9 months. And in terms of international operations, we have started local distribution in Colombia, which has already created revenue, and the commercial team was expanded in Mexico. Net income had a 33.9% increase in the 9 months of 2015, and we have also launched 7 products in the 9 months of 2015. Making use of this opportunity, I would also like to remind you that you are invited to our first Ourofino Day, which will celebrate our first year anniversary of the IPO. The invitation is on our website, and if you are unable to come, we will make a presentation and a video translated into English in approximately 1 week. Thank you. Thank you. We will now start the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press *1 on your touch tone phone at this or any time. If at any moment your question is answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing *2. Questions will be taken in the order they are received. Please hold while we poll for questions. Mr. Joseph Giordano from J.P. Morgan has a question. Hello, good afternoon, Olivar and Fabio. I have one question about the business strategy. We see there was a strong growth for the company, so I imagine that this is far above market averages. So I'm trying to understand these market share gains we've seen in such strong revenue results. Looking at the international side, you mentioned Colombia and a new commercial expansion in Mexico. So I'd just like to understand if we can expect an export of 10 million Brazilian reals per semester. What can we expect? Thank you, Joseph, for your question. It's important to put the company's position into perspective in terms of our business strategy. We have a lot to attribute to the new launches that the company has made. So research has been directed into new different products that will give us a different market position. Moreover, we also have developments linked to larger companies, which have been giving the companies new possibilities to make business. And this was also a reason that was included in the process. And I think we were able to take this opportunity very well. About the external market, we are in line with our growth and maturing process in the company. We are trying to create an international background. Our proposal for the company to become international is not only about expanding in Mexico. Actually, we are trying to include an international culture to the organization, and we are just starting to contemplate positive results after many efforts. It's very difficult to promise values in this situation because we are dealing with large forces that are uncontrollable in this process. We're still developing, but I am sure that our goals are growing, consolidating, and we are perfectly convinced that the international market will be able to give us more stability in a macroeconomic scenario. Thank you. I have another question about R&D. You said in the beginning that we still have 35 products in the pipeline since the IPO. So I'd just like to know what you're going to launch short term. You might have already launched more than we imagined, but I'm just wondering if you have any large launches for the last quarter and for the next semester. Well, we have a structured plan for launches, and in fact, we have for these 35 products, we still have a pathway for biotechnology. So we are including products that are going to be manufactured in that plant. You saw the pictures in the presentation. And the development process walks along side by side with our construction. So yes, we do have launches for the next quarter. Thank you. Mr. Gabriel Lima from Bradesco has a question. Thank you. Good afternoon. Dolivar, following the same line of questions, can we assume that, I mean, given that this portfolio has made your growth expand, including Master, and I think you did very well in the expansion of the commercial staff, but besides that, we've seen that the company has been growing by 10% since last year, and I think that in the first half of this year, that was the pace. Do you think that the industry has also expanded and sped up during the same period? When you describe a growth of 40% in production animals for the quarter, it's important to break this figure down between what is due to the industry, what is due to the increase in market share, and what is due to the new launches. So can you tell us a bit about what has happened to the industry during this quarter? I think that will help us understand this expansion in production animals. I think it's a number of situations. The market is not doing bad. Besides the issue of larger animals that are a little bit more connected to retail, which has suffered a little bit more, the market for large animals is doing well. We believe that the market will remain growing by about 10%. Of course, we can't make any clear assumptions, but I'm sure that the company will continue to grow above that figure. Okay, and the market share you had during this third quarter, was this due to the market situations we had? Well, we're not sure. Orofino is still analyzing the rankings that we had before, and I think that will be launched in the next 70 to 90 days. So we hope to give you precise information in the future. Okay, thank you. I just want to say that we are definitely going to grow by more than half, okay? Okay, perfect. And in the international market, when we look at this figure of 4 to 8%, I understand that you're saying it's too early to discuss figures, but do you have an expectation in shares, what shares of your sales will be due to the international market? And do you consider a production platform outside of Brazil? Finally, gross margins have been having a better performance in the international market than in the company's consolidated figures. So I'd just like to know if the EBITDA margins for that segment also is better than the company's consolidated figures. Thank you. Those are very good questions. We have an international target. We're not able to tell you the percentage per year, but the company's target is to become more important internationally. This is due to a strategic position. Our vision is that we have to sustain Brazilian business. We're facing Brazilian gaps, and also due to the company's geographical position, this is essential. when you include margins and EBITDA margins, of course, this will be different in the international market because of the exchange rate. This is also something that we have been discussing in the company. Our alignment with the company is to go through an internationalization process. So when cost figures are appropriate, then we'll be completely open to have an operation abroad. Unfortunately, that's not the situation we see right now, but if that ever happens, then yes, we will do the most to boost our performance abroad. Thank you. That was very clear. We would like to remind you that if you have a question, please press star 1. If you have a question, please press star 1. Thank you. This concludes the question and answer section. At this time, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Dolivar for any closing remarks. We would like to thank you all for the trust you have had and demonstrated in our work. We hope to have responded with good results and sustainable growth. We'd like to thank you all for listening and thank you for your questions. Thank you. This concludes Orofino's third quarter 2015 results conference call. You may now disconnect your lines.